الله الرحمن الرحيم. الثاني والعشرون عن أبي محمد عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: 40 خصلة أعداها منيحة الأنس، ما من عمل يعمل بخصلة منها رجاء ثوابها وتصديق موعودها إلا أدخله الله بها الجنة، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are still in this chapter that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and all of them please Allah very greatly. The rewards of them also very great. It is just a need of a little attention from our side that we can do these simple great deeds and we can acquire the great rewards. The previous narration we read of Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we did not know of a person who lived further away from the masjid than a certain person. Then I or somebody said to him, if you buy a donkey, a conveyance, some transportation, then in the heat of the day, in the coldness of the night, it will be easier for you to come. He said in reply that this gives me great joy. This does not give me joy that my house must be next to the masjid. Where I'm staying so far, I prefer that. And that every step I take coming, walking to the masjid, in the coldness of the night in winter, in the heat of the day in summer, that I prefer more. And also my returning back home in the same way. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has given you all that reward of coming in that difficult condition, of returning in that difficult condition. And from this hadith we learn there is great sawab in coming to the masjid, which is understandable. And there is the equal sawab of returning home also. When we return back home, also make the niyat for what we are. We can make many niyats returning back home, and according to that we will get that reward also. The reward is not only for coming to the masjid walking, the reward is even to return home walking also. And those rewards are also very great. In this hadith, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 40 excellent deeds which a person can do. The best of them all is that a person has a goat, and he says whoever wants to milk it can milk it. Whoever wants to take the milk from it can take it. Like for example, a person puts a tap outside his house, and he says whoever wants to take water from there can take. Like that, it was a common practice that if people will leave their goats and make it known that these are our goats, whoever wants to milk them and drink the milk can take it. So a person, that is the highest of that 40 great excellent deeds. A person who have a practice on any one of these, and he hopes for the reward from Allah Ta'ala, and he believes and in the promised, what he has been promised, the reward, and he has hope for that. On that, Allah will enter him into Jannah. So all these things, it is, there are many people who are not so pious outwardly, but they do a lot of this kind of good deeds. And for that Allah will enter them into Jannah on account of that. So on the one side, we must not think that we are very pious and look down upon others. We might be performing tahajjud, making lot of nafal ibadat, and another person who does his faraid and that, but he does some of these great good deeds and he gets great rewards from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. On the other hand, we should also, with whatever we are doing, we should try and do all these kind of deeds also, which are very simple. Like for example, a person puts a tap outside by his house, and that whoever wants to use it can use it. But of course, with the provision that it is not abused also, and that it is used for the right purpose. Then there is such a person has to do nothing after that in it, but he's just getting reward all the time. And such reward that on that Allah enters a person into Jannah. May Allah give us tawfiq of searching This is the nature of the righteous and the pious. They don't wait for an opportunity, they look for an opportunity. That where can we do some good deeds like this and we can earn the great rewards of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person doesn't and he's waiting for something, then even when something comes, he doesn't take it. And he doesn't make amal on it. So we should look for such opportunities where we can do some such good deeds. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.